Ever boot up a brand new MMO, just buzzing with anticipation, you're ready to dive into a whole new world, and bam, instead of a nice, helpful tutorial, you get hit with a wall of, well, cryptic text files.
Like trying to decipher a forgotten language, it's intimidating.
That's putting it mildly. But lucky for you, dear listener, that's where we come in. Today's deep dive, we're tackling Mistworld, that hot new 2D RPG MMO everyone's talking about.
And trust me, it's gonna live up to the hype.
We're talking real deep, though. We're dissecting those text files, those developer secrets, to give you that strategic edge right out of the gate.
And this isn't your typical MMO where you can just button mash your way to victory. Mistworld's got a few tricks up its sleeve.
GameIntroduction.txt lays it out pretty clearly. Classic top-down RPG, sure, but with this emphasis on realism, especially in combat. Honestly, it's gonna throw some seasoned MMO vets for a loop.
Totally. Directional attacks, cast recovery times.
Yeah.
You really got to think about your moves. It's more Dark Souls, less, your typical click and win MMO fare.
Can you give us an example? Like, how does this whole realism thing actually change how you approach a fight? Paint us a picture.
Okay, so picture this. You're in the Crimson Swamp.
Yeah,
we saw those screenshots. And you're facing down a horde of those lovely swamp critters.
Don't sugarcoat it for us.
Right. So your instinct is probably to unleash your flashiest AoE attack, right?
Ice storm. Gotta love a good ice storm.
Naturally. But here's the catch. In Mistworld, that ice storm, it only hits what's directly in front of you. Misjudge your positioning, and you're just gonna freeze thin air while you get swarmed.
Ouch. Strategy over button mashing.
Got it.
Precisely. So, no more mindless AoE spamming. Makes sense. Which, speaking of, brings us to leveling. ExperienceCalculationRules.txt seems like a good place to start. Fighting monsters your own level is, well, expected.
Standard RPG stuff. Gotta start somewhere, right?
But Mistworld, as always, likes to spice things up a bit.
Always a twist.
Right. Huge experience boost, like up to 120%. Talk about high risk, high reward.
It's a classic game design principle, and it's one Mistworld uses effectively.
But hold on. Before you grab your best gear and charge into a high-level zone, there's another layer to this whole leveling thing. It's not just about biting off more than you can chew.
Oh, this is where things get really interesting. Teaming up. Now, the experience calculation rules.txt, it's a little vague on the specifics, but it definitely hints that having a huge level gap between party members, well, it complicates things.
So no more power leveling your newbie friend in record time.
Not so fast. It seems like the game really wants you to, find a balance, a group that can work together, support each other, not just a high-level player steamrolling everything while their lower-level friends get carried.
I like it. It encourages teamwork from the get-go.
Exactly. It's refreshing, actually. Promotes a sense of community, too. You're not just looking for the highest level player to carry you. You need a balanced team, people with different strengths.
Okay, so we're strategizing about levels, we're thinking about party composition, all leading up to that sweet, sweet loot drop,
Of
right?
course. Gotta get that gear.
But what's the point of grinding all those levels if the loot system is, well, kind of blah?
I can tell you right now, Mistworld is anything but blah. Remember that experience and loot distribution rules.txt
Oh
file?
yeah, I remember that one. Seemed pretty straightforward at first glance.
Right. Kill steal mechanic, the player who gets the last hit on the monster, they get the loot. Simple, right?
Classic MMO stuff. So where's the twist?
The twist is, if that monster is 30 or more levels below you get nothing.
Wait, seriously?
No loot. Zip. Zero. Even if you land that final blow.
Wow. Talk about tough love.
Oh.
So, what the game is telling me, I can't just farm low-level enemies for easy loot.
Exactly. It's actually kind of brilliant when you think about it. It ties back into those realistic mechanics we were talking about earlier. Positioning, timing, strategy. Mistworld wants you to engage with the combat system, not just grind on weak enemies.
It's about the thrill of the fight, not the mindless grind. I like it.
Right. It adds a whole other layer of strategy to the game. You can't just outlevel your opponents and expect to breeze through. You have to be smart about it.
Okay, so we're fighting smart, we're getting good loot. Time to look good doing it,
Good to
right?
have that style.
This equipment craft class breakdown Mistworld community wiki, though. It's intense. Like, seriously intense. So many recipes, so many materials. Where do you even begin?
I know, right? It can be a little overwhelming. Honestly, the best advice I can give is know your play style.
Easier said than done
It's
sometimes.
true. But even early on, you can start making choices that'll impact your character in the long run. For example, that equipment craft class breakdown, it shows that even those basic materials you find early on, those might be used in high-level recipes later, so don't vendor everything.
Oh, that's a classic MMO mistake.
Yeah.
Sell all your stuff, then kick yourself later when you need it for some awesome crafting recipe.
Exactly. Mistworld definitely rewards players who plan ahead, and that whole idea of maximizing your strengths, like we talked about with combat,
yeah,
it applies to crafting, too.
Oh, so?
Well, if you're playing a mage, for example, you don't want to waste time trying to craft heavy armor. You want to focus on gear that enhances your magical abilities. Boost that intelligence, increase your mana pool. Prioritize those things from the start.
Play the long game, basically. Don't neglect those early advantages.
Exactly. It's about making smart choices from day one, and those choices, they can have a huge impact down the line.
Speaking of choices, this marriageindepthintroduction.txt file has me a little curious. Are we diving into romance next?
Uh-huh. Well, marriage in Mistworld is. It's more than just a cosmetic feature, let's put it that way.
Ooh, do tell.
This document, it lays out the entire wedding process, and I mean everything. From choosing the right invitations to coordinating these elaborate float parades for your guests, it's incredibly detailed. They even have instructions for releasing pigs during the reception.
Pigs. Okay, that's oddly specific.
Right. It's those little details that make Mistworld so unique. But it's not just about the quirky stuff. The more guests you have at your wedding, the better the rewards for you and your partner.
So it's not just about love. It's about community. Classic MMO.
Exactly. It encourages players to connect, collaborate, and celebrate together. Which, actually, leads us perfectly to another interesting aspect of Mistworld's social structure. Gangs.
Ah, yes. What are the benefits of joining a gang.txt? Pretty standard MMO fare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dungeons, special skill, that sort of thing.
It does cover the basics, but there's one line in this document that really caught my eye. It says, and I quote, "There are also many interesting gang activities waiting for you to participate."
Interesting gang activities. Now, that's a phrase that piques my curiosity. It's like they're teasing us, right? Just dropping these little hints of something more, something bigger, hidden beneath the surface.
It's brilliant marketing, honestly. They've got everyone speculating, theorizing.
And craving more, which is why we love a good deep dive. Uncovering these little mysteries, getting a head start on the game, so to speak.
Knowledge is power, right?
Oh, sure.
Especially in a game like Mistworld.
Okay, so back to those mysterious gang activities. What are we thinking? Epic PvE challenges. Maybe some kind of gang versus gang turf war. Or do you think they'll go a completely different direction? Something totally unexpected?
Honestly, I'm leaning towards unexpected. Remember, everything we've seen so far, it all points to Mistworld being more than just your average MMO.
Right. Strategy, community, those unique mechanics.
Exactly. It's about breaking the mold, forging your own path.
Ah.
So these gang activities, I have a feeling they'll tie into that philosophy somehow. Maybe it's about collaboration between gangs. Like large-scale challenges that require multiple gangs to work together, coordinate their efforts.
Ooh, I like that. It would fit with the whole community aspect they seem to be emphasizing.
Right. Or maybe it ties into the lore somehow. Secret rituals, hidden quests, clues scattered throughout the world that only a well-organized gang can piece together.
Now that is an intriguing thought. It really makes you wonder what secrets Mistworld is hiding.
And that's the beauty of it, isn't it? The sense of discovery, the unknown. It's all out there, just waiting to be explored.
Which is a perfect note to wrap up on, don't you think?
I think so.
So for everyone listening, as you get ready to dive into Mistworld, remember this. The real treasure isn't about the loot you collect or the levels you grind.
It's about the journey.
The adventures you have, the friends you make along the way.
The memories you create in this amazing new world.
We'll see you all in game. Happy gaming, everyone.